Random House Audio presents Sleeping with the Enemy, Coco Chanel's Secret War, by Hal Vaughan. Read for you by Susan Deniker and Mark Deakins. I long to hear the story of your life, which must captivate the ear strangely. Shakespeare, The Tempest.
Prologue. Read by Mark Deakins. Despite her age, she sparkles. She is the only volcano in the Auvergne that is not extinct. The most brilliant, the most impetuous, the most brilliantly insufferable woman that ever was. Gabrielle Chanel had barely been laid to rest in her designer sepulchre at Lausanne, Switzerland, when the city of Paris announced that France's first lady and Chanel's admirer and client, the wife of French President Georges Pompidou, would open an official exhibit celebrating Chanel's life and work in Paris in October 1972. Shortly before, Abbé d'Orsay, the legendary fashion editor of the International Herald Tribune, reported the homage to Chanel probably would be cancelled or, at the very least, postponed. D'Orsay revealed that Pierre Galant, an editor at Paris Match, would soon expose shocking documents from French counterintelligence archives. D'Orsay alleged that Chanel had had an affair during the German occupation of Paris with Baron Hans Günther von Dinklage, a dangerous agent of the German Information Service, likely an agent of the Gestapo. Chanel, the epitome of French good taste, in bed with a Nazi spy, worse yet, involved with an agent of the hated Gestapo. To the French, and especially to French Jews, veterans of the resistance, and survivors of SS-run concentration camps,